In the early spring of 1918, the world was hit with a deadly influenza outbreak. Over the next year, the virus claimed 675,000 lives in the United States, more than 40 million worldwide. But the U.S. economy and the population at the time was pretty different from the economy right now and its population. Back in 1918, a lot more people lived in rural areas, worked in industries like agriculture and natural resources, which meant that even as the virus was spreading, a lot more people could keep going to work without putting themselves at risk. In 2020, when the coronavirus arrived, a much larger proportion of working people lived in cities and worked in service sectors like travel and tourism, hospitality, restaurants as well. We're talking 1 in 10 American workers whose employers had to be completely shut down to keep the virus from spreading. And because workers are also consumers, when they're put out of work in a consumption-based economy like this one is, that, of course, has a huge effect.